Welcome to the podcast version of Police Science Doctor, the online resource bridging the gap between research and investigative practice, for police personnel who go the extra mile, for academics who want to connect better with investigative practitioners, on YouTube and on policesciencedoctor.com.
Hello, hello everyone. This is Suzanne Knabenicol from Police Science Doctor with your weekly dose of police science snippets. These are bits of information that I've extracted from academic research articles in the fields of police science, investigative psychology, forensic psychology, crime analysis, intelligence, and so on, that I think might be useful to you, the practitioner. The problem is all these academics do this amazing research and have these really useful findings, and they publish them, but they're read mainly by other academics or students, and they don't usually get to the people who actually need to know about what works and what doesn't and what better ways to do things in. So that's what Police Science Doctor does. It tries to get the police science to the police practitioner and anyone involved in that field. So part of that mission is to go through these findings and try and extract something that I can then share with you. So I do that, as you can see here, every Tuesday on a broadcast on social media, LinkedIn, Facebook, Twitter, or X, and Instagram. No, the actual feed is not on Instagram. I didn't manage to make that work. YouTube is the other one. And I also send them directly to the inbox of everyone who's subscribed to the Police Science Doctor email list. So when you get that into your inbox, the link to the original research article is in that email. And you also get password protected access to the read page for reading, like reading glasses, on the Police Science Doctor website. And then you can go into the previous library of all the police science snippets that have come before. So this is number 173. I've been doing this for quite a while now. And for every week, there's a PDF with three snippets. So you can access them all and download them, because obviously you guys have so many different roles across the globe that there's not going to be something in there every week that is directly applicable to your job. But I want it to be really useful to you. So hope just go through everything that's come before and see what actually is relevant to your particular role. Good. So the first snippet for this week is about post-prison collaboration. People with co-occurring disorders and substance use disorders are at substantially elevated risk of reincarceration compared with those with no disorder or no mental health needs alone. So the combination of mental health needs and substance use disorder makes it much more likely that somebody will go into prison again rather than if they only have a mental health need or only substance use disorder. Mental health needs alone are not significantly associated with reincarceration after adjusting for covariates. Correctional health and social services must work synergistically to improve health and criminal justice outcomes, particularly for people with substance use and co-occurring disorders. I actually had an entire module at uni that I was teaching about that. It was called Law Enforcement, Partnerships, Communities and Agencies, or something like that. And it was just making it so clear that the police are basically mopping up the failings of every other agency. And health, education, and mental health should work together with the police to try and prevent people from becoming ill, deteriorating, and taking basically committing offenses. Everyone needs to work together. The second snippet today is about gunshot detection technology. It has been found that gunshot detection technology improves the recovery of firearms, but has no effect in terms of crime prevention and reduction, offering a procedural benefit only. And the third snippet for today is about transparency in terrorism communication. So the article investigated the general assumption that if information about terrorism policies is communicated better to the public, you'll get more support from the public. They're more likely to report someone to the PREVENT program, for example. So they tested that. And it was found that increased communication about policy actually decreased public support, makes people less likely to report suspected radicalization to the PREVENT program, and has no effect on trust. However, transparency, which communicates the rationale behind policy decisions, increases policy acceptance, decreases the intent to protest, and increases trust in the prevention program. So the central message being here is that it's not about the policy that people want to be informed, but because of the reasoning, you know, the bigger picture, the more tangible emotional impact of what's going on rather than dry policy that people want to be informed about. And actually the first and the third articles in this week are open access, which means that your institution or your employer does not need a subscription to be able to read the whole article. You can go in and read the entire article. So that's the first and the third article, open access publication. That's unfortunately is beyond my control, whether you can access the full article or just the abstract. But even if you can only access the abstract, I tend to only go through the abstract for my scanning through these articles. So hopefully a good abstract will have all the information that you need to let you decide, okay, do I want to read this article or not? So these were the snippets for this week. Hopefully that was of interest to you. And I'll wish you a fantastic Easter. And I'll see you again after Easter. I might be broadcasting from Germany then. See you again soon. Bye-bye.
Thank you for listening. I hope you found this content useful. You can get access to each episode's transcript with key learning points, timestamps, and references if you get yourself onto my mailing list. Just go to the main website on policesciencedoctor.com, and on the bottom of each page you will find a sign-up form for notifications of new content. Just enter your first name, your preferred email address, and the type of organization you work for. You will not get any spam. This is just for me to let you know about new content and for you to get access to all the transcripts.